And the man, your uncle married a woman who is, your uncle married a woman who is, of course, your
aunt.
Whose aunt?
My aunt.
Or in the case it's mine, you would say it's, you'd say to me, it's not my aunt, it's...
Oh, your aunt. Your aunt.
Your. And Eisenhower, before he became president, was a five-star
general.
I understand he will be again.
He is now.
Is it big? Did they make it?
Yep, it's already over.
Do you have any name for a part-time preacher around here, a man who fills in?
Lay preacher.
Do you ever have sort of a derogatory name for one who doesn't do a very good job of it?
I kind of hate to name that.
No,
I know.
Yeah, did you ever hear jackleg preacher for this?
Jackleg preacher?
Bible banger? Oh, there's some real hot ones, aren't they? Yard axe? You don't use any of these.
No. A lot of those I haven't even heard of.
Yeah. Well, the man before whom a trial is conducted in court, he's the
judge.
And a person who goes to school might be called a pupil. He might be called a student.
Yeah. Not usually until they get up to the high school. I mean.
Well, that's high school.
It's far enough along, he may be a scholar.
The lady who takes dictation for the boss, types up the
letter. Secretary.
And the town officers. I notice you got a mayor campaign going on here.
Well,
how about the other men who form the other officers of the city? For example, would you call them a councilman or a alderman? Or?
Well, let's see.
See,
I think they call them councilmen now here. They used to be called aldermen. But they're just switching back now from the managerial form
to
the regular.
You're not a Canadian. You're
an American.
And how about the name of the man who's not a white man? He has brown, black skin.
Well, you're a Negro.
And if you didn't like him and want to get rid of him, a derogatory term for a Negro. What's the common word?
Nigger.
Nigger. You ever call them coons around here?
Oh, they do. Yes.
Darkies.
All of those names. Well, I'll tell you, niggers is more common if they don't want to call them a Negro.
That's
which is
a bad
correct.
Negro is a good sense, and nigger in the bad sense.
Yeah.
You have a name for a man who never gets into town very much, and when he does, he looks kind of foolish because he hasn't been into town very often. I mean, you know, way out in the sticks. You ever call him a countryman, backwoodsman?
Well, backwoods, I was going to say a backwoodsman.
Hayseed
is those names, yes. But, some of those kids...
They were backwoods, yes.
Some of those young people that take that attitude don't know how soon they're going to look as bad as that fellow.
I guess so. The man who brings the letters every day is the
postman.
And you're walking down the street, and you get a little ahead of your wife, or your wife gets a little ahead of you, let's say, and she turns around and says, hurry up, and you say, oh, just a minute.
Wait.
Or would you say just...
In a minute.
Huh? Would you say, I'll be ready, and say you're going to go someplace. She's ready to go, and you're not ready.
Don't be in a hurry.
And
I'll be ready in a minute.
Just a minute?
Be a moment.
Would you ever say just a minute?
Well, just a minute, yes, lots of times. Just a minute, and it's usually two or three.
Somebody asked you how many miles it is from here to Indiana. They might also, they might ask the question in some other way. They might say,
how far?
And finish it. Is it two? How far? Finish the sentence. Using the state I mentioned, how far is it?
How far is it to Indiana?